Blog Talk Radio.
The 5-4 ministry broadcast.
I just don't know.
Give my mamas a hand. Give these little dads that sing it.
All the way,
come on.
All the way, Lord.
All the way.
All the way. of these songs we couldn't find authors, and they're not copyrighted. And just some of them old saints that come in out of the cotton field, rush home and a little bowl of beans and a piece of cornbread, put a little grease on their face, rush out to the what they call the house of bread. And you know, how many of you remember testimony service? That would go on at least an hour, and you'd testify and or sing and shout in between every testimony. Repeat the same song until you sort of worked up a Holy Ghost laugh. And they just, I kind of think that some of them, Brother Owen, just would sing back and forth. One person would sing one verse, and somebody would sing another one. They'd come in off them fields, and somebody would go, just another day. That's the Lord has given me.
beat your feet up, beat your face up, beat your face up and say it. I feel like a
Mom or dad, take that dinner over, fellowship with your brother or sister, go to the, your house of worship or prayer. Take that ride. Get on out. It's a day to give God the praise. So let us go ahead and praise them. And one of my favorite songs to help you to get up is The Traveling Shoes, amen, by the Kaiser Singers, amen.
I want to stop sometimes. I think about how good God's been to me. My soul. Somebody don't want to pray with me this evening. If you don't want to pray with me, is it all right? If I'm praising by myself. I said, you don't have to pray with me, but is it all right if I just praise about myself? But you've been good to me, brought me through some stuff. Every time I want to stay at home, just watch TV. But then I start thinking about how good he's been to me. When I get lonely, yes. my soul. Say yes. I get disappointed, yes. I get heartbroken, yes. I get sleepless nights, yes. But my soul. Say yes. Can I get two or three witnesses, yes. that know what God would do, yes. if you just give it to him, yes. and don't give up, yes. don't quit, yes. don't go back, yes. but just keep looking to the hill, yes. for when's coming your help. Anybody know tonight, yes. all of your help, yes. not some of your help, but all of your help, yes. say, all of your help, yes. come from the Lord. Yes. And you ought to help me say, yes. my soul. Say yes. Yes. Yes.
God, honest to God,
that the Lord is blessing you, the Lord is keeping you, and truly we are so blessed. When you just want to get up and just want to worship the Lord, it's like Bishop Larry Trotter and them said that the Lord is blessing me right now. You know why? Because he's blessing you. We are in the land of the living. As I said earlier today, I'm already fired up. So you know how it's going to be when I go in the door. I'm going to go in praising God. They're going to say, oh, there's Apostle Marshall. She coming in with that tambourine. She gone. God bless you. Remember the Sabbath. Keep it holy. Let it be each and every day. Come on now. Get on up and worship God. Get on up, call that friend. Matter of fact, call that enemy and say, you know what, God loves you. You want to see an enemy get mad? Tell them that God loves them and make them mad. You know why? Because you show love, you show mercy, and you show kindness. If God can't do it, it just can't be done. I'll say it again. If God can't do it, it can't be done. There is nothing like the Lord blessing you right now. Come on, let him bless you. Let us get ready together. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, the Lord is blessing you right now, and he started you on your way. Yes, he did. He woke you up in the land of the living, and he is starting you on your way. You know why? Because the Lord loves you. God bless you again. You know, when you listen to this fivefold ministry broadcast, I guarantee you that it's going to be music for your soul, music to encourage you, music to let you know if God can't do it, it just can't be done. Can't you hear it in my voice? I'm all fired up. Uh-oh, you better watch out. Watch out, I'm going to be praising God today, slewing demons. I feel all right. I feel like praising God. We just heard from Bishop Larry Trotter and Sweet Holy Spirit Choir that the Lord is blessing you, you and you, right now. Uh-oh, come on. Let us listen to Dr. Charles G. Hayes. Amen. That God is going to work it out with the Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer Choir. Get on up. Let's praise God. Come on now. It says when two or three are gathered, God in the midst. I know the angels are in the midst because I feel the praise all down in my soul. God bless you again. As you listen to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, come on, let Jesus work it out. Amen.
Oh,
you here. I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best. I done praised God so much. I done made my own self happy. Good God Almighty, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory. Ah, trying to calm down. I'm trying to calm down. I want to stop right here just to give honor and to give praise. I thank God for all of you listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. We've been on this radio station, My King's Service, almost 4 years. I thank God for Archbishop Marcia Monsignor. Oh, my God, this lady got so many titles, but truly, she's a woman of God. God has given her a worldwide evangelism ministry, not only through radio, but TV. It's called My King's Service. Truly, this woman is phenomenal. I would encourage anybody. You know, you never have to be jealous of any man, any woman, any ministry, any person, period, that God can work it out. There's enough room, enough in for everybody to go ahead and take a piece of the pie. You know, God loves us all. He have no respect of person. What he did for one, he would do for another. So I thank God being on this radio almost for 4 years, and then it opened up an opportunity for a world power radio and television station. I'd like to give honor to Apostle Dr. Anthony T. Mays and Lady Mays. I want to say thank you so much. You know, when you feel that you're the last in the class and that you're the end of the line, that God said the last shall be first and the first shall be last. You know, you never have to worry about your destiny. Beloved, that God got you. When you're not seeking after fame and fortune, when you're not trying to be a big I or a big you, when you're just trying to humble yourself, live accordingly to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to uphold the things of God, God will bless you. Didn't you hear what that songwriter says, that Jesus will work it out, that Joseph was thrown in the pit by his brothers? There are so many people that will try to lay a snare, a hole, a pit for you, and they fall in it themselves. Uh-oh, it's very sad. But I'm telling you right now, when you do right and have right in your heart, when you repent, when you try to treat each other as brethren, when you live according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, God don't like evil for you. No, he doesn't. You know, I was given testimony also to Apostle, my godfather, Alexander Lockamy, out of Irwin, North Carolina. Truly the prayer of the righteous prevaileth much. And that burning bush, where you can see the miraculous. I thank God for them, those leaders who have covered me in radio and TV, especially David. I just want to say to you, Mr. Dylan Hart, thank you so much for that opportunity. You know, I know when a lot of people say 6 days a week, I say, yep, I'm a praiser. I said, on the seventh day, he gave us rest. So I thank God. I'm all fired up right now. So here in the United States, it is Sunday. It is called our Sabbath. So you may hear this broadcast on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You may hear the same radio version today. I may play it on Wednesday. It depends on how the Holy Spirit lead me to encourage you to get up, put on those traveling shoes, get up, know that Jesus can work it out. Why? Because the Lord is blessing you right now to be in the land of the living. I just want to give them testimony. So many times, you know, I didn't know that until it was pointed out to me that I was in a fire in the storm. Sometimes when you don't really pay attention to what you're going through yourself, that other people have to just point it out to you, that God loves you. God is not going to let you fall, but you got to know who your Father is. You got to know who you are, and you have to believe it. If you can believe it, then you can receive it. So we thank God for that, that they prayed me through with a situation that I was going through, and I was very shocked myself in reference to the situation. I never paid attention. You know, sometimes people pay attention to you when you don't pay attention to yourself. I'll say it again, that people will pay attention to you when you may not pay attention to yourself. And I thank God for that because there are those that will manipulate. There are those that will lie. There are those that have invented thoughts in their mind. It's all mixed up. It's all backwards. You know, when you have a reprobate mind, because you dip and dab and did deliberate sin and you out there doing things that God is not pleased, and you know it, you know, that you get to the point that you fool yourself. You set your own self up, and your thinking is not clear. I know a situation that is very sad. I was talking to someone. I said it one way. They heard it another. They could see the storm, but then they could tell you that the sun is shining and is raining right there in their face. It's sad when you get to the point that you are so messed up, hey, hallelujah, from fallen sin that you don't even know that your mind has become reprobate. I say it again, not to put a damper on it, but your mind has become reprobate. You want to praise God. Man, take your focus off that lust. Take your focus off that sin. Take your focus off all those things that will cause you to fall short. When you go ahead and focus on the things of God, say, God, I'm trying to be humble. I'm trying to do what you said do, live according to your word, and see the beauty of the Lord in the land of the living. You can have good friends. You can enjoy going out and enjoy grandkids and relatives and, you know, taking a walk or going to the movies, going to the beach, visiting other countries, just enjoying fellowship. I would encourage you even today that this is a day of worship here in the United States for most of the churches. Go to the house of worship. Don't criticize the pastor. Talk about the membership. Ignore them. Focus on the word that God has given that leader. Put your tithes and offering in there. Put a smile on your face. And with me, I would always stop and get that chicken dinner. I say it again. Yes, I did. I would stop and get my two-piece chicken from Popeye with my beans and rice. So I just want to encourage you, enjoy that day. Enjoy the worship. Go to the house of the Lord to listen to the word of God. Don't critique it. Judge it. Don't try to line it up. Did God call you to be the pastor or the preacher? No, he did not. He has you as a sheep to come in, sit your butt down, and listen to the man or woman of God. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I know, praise God so much, I done put myself happy. Ooh, I'm going to have to leave that tambourine. Some churches, they be like, oh, here she comes. She coming on in here. That's Apostle Mercer. I've been ministry 30 years, and I love it. It's like the very first time I have to tell my body, you know, that we're not as young as we used to be. So I thank God for Apostle Alexander. I thank God for Apostle Mays, for First Lady Mays, and for Archbishop. Thank you for the opportunity to do worldwide evangelism so that my living won't be in vain. Good God Almighty. Woo! I feel all right. And I thank you, the listeners, for tuning in. I know you wonder, where is she going today? She keep playing Bishop Carson Pearson. I was on a locomotive. We were trying to get that train started. And I'm telling you, it took me where I need to go. I feel all right. Hey, I speak all over the nations, all over the world. I speak all over the country. God bless you. It's nothing like being a Christian, beloved. I love it. I love it. You know why? You got to tell yourself hallelujah anyhow. I thank God because when I went through those trials and things I was going through, I was shocked. I didn't even know that there were doors like that. But as my pastors and leaders told me, I had to go through. And it was my attitude. It was my faith. It was to see if I would stand. It was to toughen up my skin. It was to make me have a backbone. I thought I was finished going through things like that. But God has to show me, you're going to always be rejected. You're going to always have people point fingers and find a fault and blame, just like in this broadcast. I got those critiquing and listening and everything. They need to take their butt on a church somewhere or get out the, in the house of worship. Reverend, and try to line me up with the word. It's over. It's too late now. I'm gone. I'm on my way around the world to do God's good bidding. And you know what I want to say? Hallelujah, anyhow. You try to hold us back. Hallelujah. You try to set us back. Hallelujah, anyhow. You try to set us down. Guess what? Hallelujah, anyhow. We are going to praise God. God bless you. Let's worship the Lord with Reverend Clay Evans and the AARC Mass Choir. That we're going to say hallelujah anyhow. I know you said that woman gone. Yes, I am. I'm gone. In worshiping the Lord. Amen.
Yeah,
we've been
wondering about the deliverance. Look like it's so long coming. But I want you to know you got to find your comfort zone.
Obedient to what my pastor told me to do, I want to give a special shout out to Russia, to the pastor and his wife. God bless you. Hope to see you soon. Thank you for listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Yes, I'm acknowledging you, Apostle May. So give a shout out to Russia and to Thailand. I thank you for listening to us daily here on that radio, that television station. Thank you so much. Taiwan, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Jamaica, thank you so much. Pakistan, thank you so much. Africa, we thank you so much. All of you in United States and Asian manner, thank you, China, for listening to us. We thank all of you who have listened to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, who have given us invitation, and who are hanging in there with us. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, you can listen to various speakers, various preachers that's coming on, as well as Friday we try to play our musical concert. And on Sunday we have our different pastors and minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. A special shout out to Minister Gray, Reverend Lucas, Mother Lucas, and all of those preachers, Dr. Jones, Reverend Jones. We thank all of you. If I forgot to call your name, I just want to say hallelujah. Anyhow, thank you again for watching us on TV as well as listening to us on the various radio stations. God bless you and hallelujah. Anyhow, come on now. Remember that Sabbath each and every day and keep it holy. God bless you again. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer, and you have been listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Amen.